I lay on the white bed as my eyes moved back and forth between the monitor and his face. He was so quiet and tense, and I could not understand anything from the images on the screen next to me. I have never seen the inside of my body before, but from the look on his face, the doctor was not very pleased with what he saw. I summoned my courage and I asked in a faint voice, what was wrong? But he replied vaguely that something was not right. He asked me a long list of questions, inquiring about things that I did, felt, saw, wanted, and then he handed me a long list of tests to be done. And he asked me to come back in a month with the results. I looked him in the eye and asked if it was cancer. He looked away and said maybe. I left the clinic with an odd mixture of feelings that ranged from absolute numbness to a merry-go-round of fear, anger, and warmth. I wanted to go home and hug my cats, call my friends, hit all my exes, hide in the closet, and finally, I just wanted to cry. After the initial shock, I decided to pull myself together and to think of how to deal with what the doctor told me. In my very systematic head, I began a thorough analysis of the situation, where I eliminated weighed and accepted options. I made up my mind not to tell anyone, not to take the tests, and not to think of death. I decided to look at the bright side of this dark scenario, and I chose to look at it as a wake-up call, not as a death bell. We're all going to die. There is no surprise here. But how we lived our lives is what will determine how we will feel about death. One thought led to the other, and I found the missing part of the puzzle. The thought of dying did not bother me, but the thought of dying as though I never lived drove me crazy. I wanted to leave a legacy, to make a difference, to have some sort of an impact. Suddenly, the anger and the fear that I felt earlier were gone, and I was full of warmth. I was driven by a strong urge to share and to give. The easy part was on the professional level. I decided to share my experience with young minds that are hungry for knowledge. I will leave a clear print on their present and future, and that alone gave me an immediate sense of satisfaction and a raison d'etre. I knocked the right doors, said the right words, and got the right assignments to help me build my legacy. I built bridges of trust and respect that went beyond a classroom or a workshop. So whether I lived a day, a decade, or a century, I will know that I affected so many lives, touched many hearts, and shaped many minds. I know now that with my little words, I made a big difference, and my existence matters, will matter, and will have once mattered. On the other hand, the relationship department suffered. I hit my head against one brick wall after the other. Wrong people, wrong relationships, wrong intentions, wrong reasons, wrong decisions, and wrong expectations. This was the real vicious cycle that consumed my energy and my life. I had issues dropping the excess baggage that I collected over the years. Being judgmental, insecure, angry, aggressively defensive, defensively aggressive, stubborn, possessive, controlling, and indecisive. I also had issues keeping the men that I liked and getting rid of those that I did not like. I wasted a lot of passion on guys who were not worth it, yet I shunned away guys who needed it. My virtual receivers and senders had a mind of their own, and my love life has always been a big mess. It took a lot of work and self-talk to open myself to new horizons. Basically, to accept a partner who is not a cloned replica of me. Finally, I met Mr. Wright. He is all I ever wanted, and he brings out the best in me. He was there all along, but I never paid attention. I automatically crossed him out because he is of a different religion. Yes, I forgot to add that to my wish list. There are no absolutes in this life other than death. Forever is such an elusive word, and I do not think that it has befriended anyone or anything. Nothing lasts forever, and no one lives forever. Nothing is for sure, and no one is certain of anything. No matter how far we go, we are always at square one. How many times will we have our heart broken? Who will we marry? Will we have kids? Will they be good kids? How will we live? Where will we live? When will we die? How will we die? Girls and boys meet up and break up every day, and none of them knows who will take their virginity, whose ring they will wear, how many rings they will wear, whose babies they will have, who they will grow old with, and in whose arms they will die. So whatever I have, or whoever I'm with, I will enjoy it as long as it lasts, and come what may. Speaking of absolutes, yes, he is not an absolute Mr. Right, but he is Mr. Right for right now.